We're reporting this morning on another crisis for the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church hierarchy in Ireland has been heavily criticized for its handling of child abuse by priests. Now the scandal has reached the head of the church there.
In 1975, Cardinal Sean Brady heard testimony from two children who said they'd been abused in Ireland. The victims were asked to take a vow of silence. Cardinal Brady said he had no duty to tell the police. And he says he will only resign if the Pope orders him to.
Two public inquiries on child abuse in Ireland last year were especially critical of church leaders who tried to cover up the incidents. NPR's Rob Gifford reports that the scandal is driving more people away from the church in Ireland.
Siobhan O'Rourke can remember very clearly the brutality of her time at a Catholic school in Dublin in the 1970s. She hated it so much she left the church altogether and left the country. O'Rourke returned a few years ago, but is now taking a stand and sending her children to one of Ireland's growing number of secular schools.
My children are not baptised, they're not confirmed, they haven't made their confirmation. I wouldn't want my children to have any association with an organisation that has failed to protect children in the past.
O'Rourke, who trained as a nurse, represents a growing number of people in Ireland who want to have nothing to do with the Catholic Church. She was among the first to leave, but since last year, a 30-year-old graduate student from the southern city of Cork has been making official departure from the church a whole lot easier.
I'll just take you to the website now. It's, okay, here it is now, yep.
Paul Dunbar was, like almost everyone in his generation, baptised as a Catholic at birth. But by his 20s, he says he was an atheist. The child abuse scandals led him to feel that he could no longer stay even nominally within the church. Since he'd been baptised, he was still a Catholic statistic, if not a Catholic believer. So he found out how officially to leave the church, a process known as defection. It was complex, so he created a website for anyone else who was interested in leaving.
So, like, for example, when you're filling out the census form, a lot of people will fill out Catholic as if it's an ethnic group rather than a religious belief. So in Ireland, it's almost like a blood type. People just unconsciously tick the box for Catholic. So I suppose we're trying to change that.
The downloads on his website, countmeout.ie, have totaled more than 7,000 since it was set up last year. Dunbar says that's a start, but he adds it's really nothing compared to the 90% of Ireland's 4.5 million people who are still registered as Catholics.
And I think there is still a fear that if you leave the church, you're somehow irreligious or you're irresponsible or you don't have any spirituality. So a lot of the people, even though they are very, very critical of the church, they still don't want to make that final step and make it official.
The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Irish radio and television have been filled with discussions about the child abuse scandals.
I had my first communion performed by a priest who has since been convicted of sex abuse. All photos from that day had that priest in them and have since been burnt.
One of the reasons the anger at the church has not translated into more defections is the close historical union of church and state in Ireland. In education, for instance, 92% of Irish public elementary schools are run by the Catholic Church. So in many areas, there's no alternative, and baptised Catholic children receive preference. That poses a problem for 33-year-old accountant Owen Smith and his wife, both atheists, both wanting officially to leave the church.
My wife very wisely argued that it's best to wait to do that until we see what school our son goes into. And with a busy or full Catholic school, they do have the right to refuse children who are not of their faith. So let's keep the pretense up for a little bit longer that we can slink our way into that faith if we need to get him into the school we want to get him into.
What's more, when Smith's son Oisín was born 2 years ago, he and his wife didn't even get him baptised.
Oh, I've heard stories of people going through getting children baptised at four, just because it's now come up against it. They have no option but to get them into this one particular school and they're in the door straight away.
Would you do that?
Yeah. I don't think I've got my moral principles are so strong that I'm not Irish to some sense where I can't be slightly hypocritical about it and just do whatever it takes to get the best result I want.
During Lent, Mass is said in Latin in churches around Ireland, but numbers have decreased sharply.
Sanctus, 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 sanctus.
Breda O'Brien is a teacher at a large Catholic school in Dublin and also a columnist at the Irish Times newspaper.
It is a difficult time to be a committed practicing Roman Catholic in Ireland because there has been scandal after scandal. We feel, in a sense, I suppose, tarred with the same brush. A colleague actually called me an apologist for child abuse because I was trying to present some positive aspects of the Catholic Church.
O'Brien admits change is needed, but she rejects accusations that she's indoctrinating schoolchildren and pleads for Ireland not to throw the spiritual baby out with the clerical bathwater.
The days when children would accept something because it comes from the mouth of a religion teacher are long gone. The only successful indoctrinators in the world today are the marketers, the ones that make young people insecure about how they look and what they weigh and what they wear and the brands that they buy.
O'Brien worries that the gradual erosion of church influence will leave her students without a strong set of values to prevent them being swept away by the new consumerism. And if that sounds like scaremongering to some, ironically, the staunch atheist nurse Siobhan O'Rourke, who left Ireland more than 20 years ago, agrees.
As a country, we haven't really grown up fully, morally or spiritually. We've replaced a subservience and a belief in a higher power, a blind faith in a higher power that we didn't question, with subservience to consumerism and greed. It's impossible to tell how the next few years will be. I think we're in a state of disintegration.
Putting the pieces back together again is not proving easy. The Catholic Church still has influence in Ireland, but it has lost much of its role in gluing together Irish society. And no one's quite sure yet what, if anything, will take its place. Rob Gifford, NPR News.
We have a follow-up on a story from yesterday about the child abuse scandal affecting the Catholic Church in Germany. The church has suspended a German priest, saying he had violated an agreement not to have contact with minors.
Decades ago, Father Peter Hullermann was removed from his parish after allegations he had molested children. Then he was allowed to resume his duties after receiving therapy. At the time, the current pope was an archbishop in Germany.